Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Like when you try to take a child's face away from them. You're just tuning in. Disturbing video from New York State at a daycare where two daycare workers are forcing this child, who's probably no older than, I don't know, 4 years old, 3 years
probably
old.
Probably too young for preschool, which is why he's in daycare.
Right, yeah. Oh, is there a difference between daycare and preschool?
Yeah. Daycare comes before preschool.
Wow.
Yeah. He is, or after, too, or during, I should say. Because some kids, before they're old enough to go to school, they'll go to daycare during the working hours so parents can go to work. And then once the kids go to school, sometimes preschool isn't long enough in the day to cover the whole working day.
Oh.
So then the kids will go to preschool or kindergarten or whatever, and then for a portion of the day also go to daycare.
So it's a place to store a kid while, as the mom says, he or she is at work. This is what was going on.
Like, the institutionalization of children isn't limited to just the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because all families these days are double working families, near as I can tell. There are very few, like, single income families where you got kids and, you know, one of them stays at home and is the main person to do the child care and that kind of a stuff. Because what happens is both parents will be working when they meet. And so then when they have kids, neither of them stops working.
Right.
And so now
the
only choice they have is to farm all that out to an institution.
Many of whom are totally obedient to the government, even if they aren't actually government institutions.
And regulated by the government and all that, licensed and...
Yeah, of course, this is New York State, so it's probably some of the worst of the worst as far as regulations on daycares and all of that. But nonetheless, most assuredly, this sort of a situation with these adults forcing a child to take his face away is very, very disturbing. Now, what's also disturbing are some of the comments on this particular tweet.
I thought they're ugly.
This was tweeted by a woman, Science Mom, at 456 Train Mama, and she's right when she says this is child abuse. But then she accuses the governor of being a child abuser. And look, these women in this video are the ones engaging in the abuse. There's no doubt the governor is a terrible human being because, well, they're a governor and they have to be, just by definition, because government. I mean, that's what
government is abuse,
yes,
by the way.
It's horrible what they do to people. But the governor herself isn't there forcing the mask on this child. That's the two women that work at this daycare center that are forcing the mask on this child, telling that it's going to keep him safe, which is a total lie.
Well, the governor put a mask mandate, right?
I don't even know. Is there a mask mandate in New York State right now?
I don't know.
I have no idea. But there probably is one on
daycare. I would assume that that's why she's saying it to the governor.
Maybe so.
And that's the thing. I'm sorry. Hands don't get clean that way. If I tell you to kill a guy and you do it, we're both guilty.
That's right.
So if the governor tells them that they have to put these masks on these children, and they do it, you're both guilty.
And also, I'm going to say that this mom holds responsibility as well. Now, maybe this is the first time she knew of any sort of behavior like this. Maybe she thought they were letting the kids not wear masks, but I doubt it. I suspect she knows what the stupid rules are at this stupid daycare center, and she's still allowing her child to go there. Instead of coming up with something, instead of spending some of your creative juices talking to other parents and saying, hey, you know, we're in the Freedom Cell together, networking with... I mean, unless you're the only person, and it could be true that you're the only person in New York City or wherever it is this was recorded. It's not clear where in New York State this happened, but wherever you are, if you're the only person, okay, well, maybe you should leave that place and go to a place where there's more people like you. But find the people who agree with you, and you know what? put your kids together, okay? Yes. Find somebody who's not at work and have them take care of your kids. I know that's probably a violation of the law in New York State, right? Like having a daycare without a license and all that, and they're probably just deathly afraid of getting arrested for doing something like that. But that would be a solution here. That would be a way to get your kids taken care of since you're not able to. And have them not being having their humanity stolen from them by these
most
masks.
Most people who do put their children into public schools and daycares, they all say the same thing. It's very robotic. It's very rote. It's very monotonous. Mm-hmm. It's, well, I have to work, so what choice do I have? Mm-hmm. Well, I got news for you. You got a lot of choice, actually, if you think about it. If you're creative about it.
Take some effort.
Put some time into it.
Take some effort.
Last I checked, they don't just spring up on you like a stork.
Let's go to your calls. John is on the line in Delaware, listening to WDOV. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just heard that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they just put up for a bill that if you are a child and you want to continue to take your mask off, they're going to put it through legislation this evening. They're doing it right now, actually. They're going to actually cut your hands off. So these kids, they better start wearing them masks, and they better keep them on, because Pelosi and them, they're going to come after you and take your hands.
I really hope that keeps being funny for a while, actually.
hey kid, you need a hand?
Man. What, did you hear this? These people are doing emotional damage.
Serious.
Emotional
you guys got to stop playing that, man. It was making me more and more mad the more and more you guys played it.
Oh, it's enraging to watch this video. I mean, like, I've got my emotions under control pretty well, and I was pretty upset about this.
Holy smokes, man, these men. And imagine being that kid looking at these freaks.
I can't imagine that.
With their mask on coming at you with no emotion on their face.
Right.
No facial expressions. I mean, that's how we communicate. That's what they want. They don't want us to communicate.
That's how you communicate that you are not harmful, that you are not intending harm, is you smile. That is something that we do without thinking as human beings. You know, whether it be being at a grocery store as a clerk, you smile at the customer to let them know that they're welcome. They should be comfortable there. Same thing at a daycare center. You smile at the kids because they're safe there. They should feel good there. And this takes all that away.
And even in a non-visual environment, they still teach you to smile. So, for example, if you work in like a large call center,
smile while you're on the phone.
Yeah, they teach you to smile while you're on the phone because
smile and dial.
That still translates.
I've worked at a call center and brought smile and dial. That's the first thing they teach you. You're right about that.
Smiling is so intrinsic.
Another thing I wanted to jump on real quick while we're on the topic with the mask mandates and all. Do you guys actually think that? You know, if you're promised at the workplace, hey, pal, all you need to do is get your vaccination, and you don't have to wear the mask anymore. Nobody fall into that trap because it's a total setup. What happens is they go ahead and mandate the mask anyway. So after they bully you and talk you into going to get this vaccination that you don't want to get in the first place, then they tell you on top of it, I'm sorry, sir, you're also going to have to go ahead and wear that mask.
Sure.
Because it's not about protection. It's about non-communication. Everybody knows it.
It's about obedience and control. About control.
That's right. That's right.
You must do what we are all doing.
Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, you were saying something about smiles.
Yeah, I mean, smiling is such an intrinsic indicator that I am neither angry nor terrified that it translates into our voice.
Mm-hmm.
That is how deeply written this is. Like, to take that away. To make children live in a world with no smiles.
It's just the horrendous level of this is incalculable.
Well, and an illustration.
This is just one incident. Just one.
Yeah, there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions perhaps.
I mean, that is downright Lovecraftian.
Around the world? Yeah. An illustration of that was brought to my attention, and I think you saw the same video I did from, like, the Timcast or whatever, but an illustration that it's all about control was brought to my attention that I hadn't thought of before. And that is that in order to go to, like, a concert or something like that, they're saying you either need to have been vaccinated or produce a negative vaccine test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it were about your safety, because we know that both the vaccinated and the unvaccinated can carry and spread the thing.
That's
so
right.
If it was really about your safety, then you wouldn't be let into the concert just by having a vaccination. You would only get into the concert if you passed the test negative.
Yeah, if it was about stopping the spread.
Otherwise, it's all hypocrisy.
Yep. Also, you know, this was only a minute and 20 seconds, so what happened after this?
Yeah.
Now, how much longer did they force this?
How many days in a row have they done this to this kid or any others?
What did they do to him when he kept taking, because, you know, they can't stand there over him for the entire time, so do they have, like, a special cave or cage that they put him in, if, you know, the timeout cage or whatever, lock him in a black room or something like that? What's next?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Last year we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using your own token. Now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app that you want to build? You can go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself over at intercoin.org. We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Major Payne. He's on the line in Michigan. Major Payne.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you.
What's up? Good evening, Major.
Hey. Well, to the captain. I am also an irate pirate.
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I was going to talk about my brother-in-law who'd been killed, I believe, by this Clovis shot over inflammation of his heart sac.
Oh, no.
But that seems like small potatoes after what we've been talking about here.
Mm.
I mean, there's so many factors. I mean, dogs, they respond to facial expressions, much less children. You can't teach a puppy with a mask on. True.
Yeah, I mean,
that is a fact.
If you walk up on a bear or any critter in the woods, and he looks at you with a diabolical instinct, what are you going to do? You're going to shoot him.
If you found
bears die.
Yeah, if most people would find a muzzled dog that had, you know, I don't know, escaped its owner or gotten out of its yard or whatever and brought it home, they would remove the muzzle. Most people would. Now, I'm not saying that's a good idea because perhaps the dog's wearing a muzzle because it bites or whatever, but that is your instinct to do so.
Most dogs that are barking at you are wagging their tail. They just want somebody to come play with them.
Yeah, that's true.
If the dog's wagging his tail, he has no ill intent.
Well, that's not always true. They have not found that all dogs wagging their tails are, you know,
well,
being
that,
nice.
I mean, that's true because some of them are eager just to attack. But those are war dogs. That's a whole differently trained tactic. But anyway, so back to the children. The Wuhan Institute, you know, where this thing came from, these diabolical scientists have had 2.5 years since the inception of this first disease to create a second, a third, and a fourth. Although I know this thing does, what do they call it, reprocreate or change on its own. I mean, it had changed 500 times by the time it had been discovered upon our shores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from its original inception.
Well, and the thing is, since people are getting, you know, according to the official story, people are getting immunities to the spike proteins, then what it is doing when it changes in people who get the shot is that it's only changing the way that this virus attaches. So, like, it's not becoming less virulent, it's not becoming less effective, it's just changing the way that it attaches.
Well, I'm thinking that they redeveloped this thing because now the people that are showing up are the younger. This first was made to take the cobwebs out of the closet of the elderly and the sickly, right? And now they've reevaluated it and refactored it and refunctioned it, and now it's attacking the younger.
Is that true? Are the newer variants going after younger people?
I'm speculating, dude.
Okay, you're speculating.
Because
I have not heard that at all.
Major Payne,
I have not heard that younger people are in any way susceptible whatsoever to this. And
have you ever heard any accurate reporting on any of these statistics since this thing started?
No, but one thing is for sure, I have not seen, and I appreciate your call, thank you for making it tonight, but I haven't seen anything in reality either. Like, the people I know who've gotten this, all of them have beaten it, and they've had no issue whatsoever. Okay, Aria lost her sense of smell or taste, but she also smokes cigarettes constantly. So that,
I mean, I lost that too. But I mean, the symptoms that I had,
but she lost it for weeks and weeks.
Were well, that's true.
Yeah.
The symptoms that I had were very flu-like. They were just in a weird order. That was the difference for me.
Thank you, Major Payne. Appreciate it. Let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, guys.
Hey.
And Aria. Or is
Aria's
Aria?
Not here.
No, Aria's not there. Oh, excuse me. Anyway,
did I put on too much makeup?
I just wanted to bring up the informed consent. A doctor, I guess, what's his name? Sam Harris or something like that. He's a doctor that he seems like a really sharp MD, surgeon and all that. And he was bringing up the fact that, a lot of this stuff is controlled by informed consent, particularly something where you have to take an injection. And I would say the same thing applies for forcing folk to put on a mask. I think that informed consent needs to be fully exercised.
And what you mean by that is that the person should have knowledge about possible risks from both sides of doing a thing to their health or to their well-being, their mental well-being or whatever, before they make the decision, not just do a thing because they were told to. Is that what you're referring to?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that in fact, they don't, if they choose it through this informed consent that they're, you know, exempt, then they're exempt. I'm sorry. This is just the way it should be.
Well, one thing's for sure, a two-year-old child cannot make an informed decision on anything whatsoever, and it's just absolutely sick to see what they're doing to these kids in these daycares and preschools and, man.
In the bigger picture, though, government has really never given two craps about your consent.
No, that's not what it's ever been about. Although, at the same time, in their governing documents, and thank you, Bad Slave, for the call tonight, in the constitutions, for instance, in many states, there's always some sort of line about how government is by the consent of the governed. So they love to throw it in your face, the idea
funny
that...
Funny how they never check.
Yeah, or care when you tell them, no thanks. Yeah, oh, no, I don't need your services.
If this was consent, they'd be a company, not a government.
That's consent of the governed 200 years ago does not apply to me.
Even then, it wasn't consent of the governed. It was the men in a room somewhere who wrote a thing down on a piece of paper and put their names to it. Oh. They consented.
Oh, and fun fact, the ones who got sent to form this government specifically did not have permission to reform the government.
Mm.
They had permission to tweak a few things to change the original confederation. They did not have permission to create this government.
Mm. Yeah, there are people that have pointed out that this essentially was like a coup, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Constitution of the U.S. was a coup.
Yeah, well, and don't forget the massacre that preceded that as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
By the way, I think New Hampshire was the first state to write a constitution. Isn't that true? I think that's the case. Because the folks over at the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, I'll pull up the details on it here. They've got a slogan of first before, first again, meaning that we were the first to leave under King George.
Right.
603-283-6160. So it's time to do it again.
Okay.
Leave King D.C. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security is deporting Haitian migrants to discourage more border crossers from streaming into a camp in South Texas. Human rights groups and some Democratic lawmakers oppose the plan. A crowd of more than 15,000 have crowded under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Texas lawmakers continue to criticize the administration's response, especially for not ensuring the migrants are vaccinated. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nels.
The testing and the mandatory vaccines and stuff only apply, the travel restrictions only apply to the American people.
The Department of Homeland Security announced 400 border agents will be in Del Rio on Monday to help deal with the surge. They also say flights will be stepped up to send migrants back to their home countries. This is USA Radio News. The KMP complex fire continues to grow in California's Sequoia National Park as crews brace for significant wind activity. The fire has burned a total of 18,000 acres and remains 0% contained, according to the National Park Service. The Sequoia National Park's giant forest is home to more than 2,000 giant sequoias, including the General Sherman tree, the largest tree on Earth by volume, according to the service. The fire has reached a small area of the giant forest, known as the Four Guardsmen, where trees have been wrapped in heat-resistant material. Wind on Friday has caused the fire to pick up significantly. Elsewhere in California, the Caldor fire is now 71% contained as firefighters have strengthened control and containment lines. The Dixie fire is now 88% contained. The fire encompasses nearly 100,000 acres and spans five California counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Number 603-283-6160 and 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight on this live Saturday show, it's Ian.
People's Mountaineer.
And Captain Kickass. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We got some other stuff in the news, including the murder that the Pentagon has admitted to. The most recent murder, of course. Although it's not murder when they do it. It's just an unauthorized...
Hard to tell if it's the most recent as
mistaken
well.
Killing. It was an authorized killing in this case, but it was a mistaken killing. And, of course, no one will go to prison for it. But, Captain, you've got a story about that on the
just
way
an
here.
Undocumented execution, that's all.
Well, it apparently was documented in this case. That's why they're admitting to it. But we'll tell you about that on the way. And don't forget, you can join us online. Anytime you want, head over to freetalklive.com. Peakless Mountaineer, brand new on our social media. You can check his profile out. He just joined tonight over at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to the funhouse.
He's got one of the apps installed on his mobile device, which, as I was telling him about, is there's a bunch of different apps out there for Mastodon. So Mastodon is this open source alternative to Twitter that we've installed. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but since that time, you've signed up, Peakless, so I wanted to mention it again. So folks that want to follow him, you'll automatically follow Peakless Mountaineer, as well as me and the captain and a few other hosts, when you join the server. Now, if you don't like one of us, you can always unfollow, so, you know, we don't force you to.
Oh, what?
Go and follow you. It just loads you up with a few...
I've been following you this whole time, and I can unfollow?
It just loads you up with a few default follows when you get started over there at social.freetalklive.com. And then, like I said, there's different apps, so you can get apps apps for desktop, laptop, computers, Windows. There's different set of apps for Windows than there are for like Linux, and there's different apps for the phone than there are for iPhone versus Android, because it's open source.
Is there a browser-based app?
Probably. Yeah, in fact, well, social.freetalklive.com. I mean, you could just go and use the browser there. But if you want to download an actual app, there's a bunch of different choices out there because it's open source, which means that anybody who wants to, if they don't like Tusky, which is the one that I think most of the people on Android are using, they can try one of the other ones. Or if they don't like any of them that are available, if you're a programmer, you can just roll up your own app. Which is different than what you're used to, right? With like Twitter or Facebook, where it's like you get their sucky app.
And that's it.
So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com.
It's the way of the future.
Let's get into this story because I don't want to talk further about this sick video of the kid being abused, and probably not uncommon video. It's just the first, you know, the uncommon situation. It's the first video we've seen of this abuse happening. But some of the comments on this are really sick, with people just justifying what was being done, and we cannot live together with these people anymore. We have to separate. I'm liking what I'm seeing on social media. A lot of people are talking about independence. A lot of people are talking about secession of various different states. And let's get into another reason for leaving the United States. Captain, what's your story?
Well, so this story is, I believe our frequent caller Jet would say something along the lines of, an exercise in how government obfuscates language and uses different language than we would use for the circumstances when it applies to them. This is from Reason.com. Pentagon admits to accidentally killing civilians, not terrorists, in Kabul drone strike. The Pentagon admitted today what independent analysis had already concluded: a drone strike at the end of August that was meant to target Islamic State terrorists instead hit and killed 10 civilians, 7 of whom were children. On August 29th, the U.S. Central Command announced the military had used a drone to kill an ISIS terrorist who was plotting an attack on Kabul International Airport just days after a previous bombing killed 13 U.S. troops and at least 170 Afghans. But after the announcement, it appeared that the drone strike had instead killed an aid worker assisting a California-based nonprofit that helped feed refugees, along with several of his family members. At the time, military officials insisted that the hit was a righteous strike and that the vehicle was carrying explosives for a possible attack.
Except it wasn't.
Further investigation showed that the car was probably carrying water, not bombs, and the aid worker, Zamari Ahmadi, was not, in fact, connected to the Islamic State. Today, the Pentagon acknowledged that the intelligence that led to the strike was wrong and that it had killed a group of civilians. And this is a quote from the New York Times. I offer my profound condolences to the family and friends of those who were killed, General Kenneth F. McKenzie, Jr., commander of the United States Central Command, told
reporters. Well, that makes everything better. He's sorry.
Back when we actually kept track of this, which we stopped, thanks, Trump.
You mean the federal government?
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. Poor use of language. Back when the federal government kept track of the ratio of how many actual targets to how much what they call collateral damage, mm-hmm. it's 90%. 90% of the people that these drones were killing were innocent victims.
And I have a whole bunch of problems with the language being used in this article, because it's not raw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, well, we accidentally... No, you murdered. You didn't accidentally kill anybody. You murdered somebody.
Intentionally killed this person.
You intentionally murdered these people. Whether or not, you know, oh, we had bad intel... Well, you still murdered some people. Still murder.
Maybe there's a reason that we have things like trials, so that we can be sure that the people that we're killing need to be killed. Just a thought.
So all of the language, you know, used in this is not on point. And, you know, Reason's usually pretty good, but this is, you know, some word salad they're using here. The quote from the New York Times, I offer my profound condolences to the family and friends of those who were killed, said General Kenneth F. McKenzie, Jr., who's the commander or the general. He told reporters at a Pentagon Gun News conference Friday, he said the U.S. was exploring the possibility of ex gratia payments to compensate the families of the victims.
Oh, it's all better. He's sorry.
Oh, we're sorry. We accidentally murdered your family. Here's some money.
Well, I mean, I'm actually surprised to hear that they're even considering cutting them a check. Although the story at CNN about this says that McKenzie added he is, quote, fully responsible for this strike and this tragic outcome. Does that mean he's going to be paying for
this?
Does
that mean we get in jail?
No, what it means is the taxpayers are going to pay for this.
Because when you're fully responsible, last I checked what we do to people who are fully responsible for killing people that didn't do anything is we put them in jail.
Yeah, I mean, even if he himself were to, like, pony up some money, that would be accepting some responsibility. But just saying a thing doesn't mean you're really feeling fully responsible or doing anything
about it. And this guy's statements to the press and everything are just backpedal. You got caught red-handed murdering innocent people, and now you're doing damage control. And
this was literally right before they left.
Yes.
This was 2 days before the end
of the... Don't worry, American public. We'll pay him back by stealing from you.
Yep.
McKenzie even went so far as to credit the Times for some of the independent review of the attack. Reporters looked over surveillance footage and recreated Ahmadi's final workday, showing that his travels through Kabul all had reasonable explanations and that he was not organizing for an attack. The Times also suggested that at some point, the officials surveilling potential terrorists might have mixed up Ahmadi's vehicle with a similar car that was used the next day to attempt a rocket attack on the airport. Not only was this an indictment of the poor intelligence being used to plan for drone strikes, but it was also telling how loose those in charge were with allowing for a drone strike. There was never a point where the people who cleared the strike had any actual evidence that Ahmadi had explosives in his vehicle. The strike was justified on the basis of the suspicion of what he might have had. Where have we heard this before?
General, it looks like we've got some men in the back of a Toyota truck driving westbound. All right, let them fly.
We've heard this before. It was starting of wars, right? Weapons of mass destruction that were never found.
We've heard it so many times.
I'm tired of it. They could have fit them. They could have fit them there. So that's enough.
The number is 603-283-6160. We've got time for you if you want to join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live that are coming up. 603-283-6160 live. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Just moments remaining here tonight. We still have time for you if you want to dial in right now. We can get you on the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Beatless Mountaineer.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
Check out more from the Captain over at LordKickass.com. He's got song parodies.
I do.
So enjoy those when you get a chance. Also, worldwidedemonstration.com. We started the show out talking about this thing that happened in cities all across the planet in the last, well, more than 24 hours, because they started technically yesterday, in places like Australia, where things got pretty violent because the government there is on total lockdown and people leaving their homes is basically a crime. So hundreds of arrests, massive clashes with police there. Here in New Hampshire, it was peaceful. It was calm. It was nice out, beautiful day, a great day to go out and you know, meet people and talk about independence. And that's what Bonnie and I went out to do, was to, you know, take the temperature of the group, which obviously is likely to lean towards this particular viewpoint. But I'm happy to talk to anybody about independence. This is just, this happened to be the protest of the day. And so, you know, we talked to folks, and almost everyone that we spoke with was in favor of New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States. There were a few that said they weren't sure. You know, they had to do some more research. They're not certain about it. But they, you know, they definitely had open mind towards they were considering. You could tell they were considering this for the very first time.
Did you run into questions like, most of the questions I've heard from people are like logistical stuff, like, oh well, would we still use the dollar, or you know, that kind of thing?
I didn't get that one. I did get, what about Medicare and Social Security, which is the one I've heard the most, I think, from people. People are used to getting payments from the government, and that is one of the hardest things to break people from. It's like, hey, you're a welfare recipient. What are you going to do about that?
Well, and it is one of those things where, are you concerned about the elderly receiving medical care? So is everyone else.
Yes.
So we're going to do that.
Yeah, and that's one of the points I made was, hey, you know, if you're not paying taxes to the federal government. And I did point out also that New Hampshire is what's called a donor state, meaning that the amount of taxes taken from New Hampshire people and then returned by the federal government to the state government. So the people don't get it back, but the state gets it back.
Right.
is lower.
Yep.
Meaning, so the amount that is given to the federal government under threat and duress and coercion, and then the amount given back. So the amount given is higher than the amount given back, which means New Hampshire is a donor state. And so we will keep all of that revenue here in New Hampshire when New Hampshire secedes from the United States. That makes New Hampshire all the more wealthy, and it means that programs and voluntary charities and things like that to help the needy would be all the more possible.
Well, and like for the first time in 200 years, we, and by we I mean people, industrious people, or people with ideas, people, creative people, people who, you know, have... you know, we could put together, we could build new things, right? Like you're saying, a charity system to care for the elderly that they're concerned about. We could build a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A better one.
A better one. And, you know, one that's not under threat and duress. Yeah. One that's not based on coercion, not based on violence.
So government programs waste 80% of that money on their overhead.
Yes.
And about 20% goes to whatever it is you actually wanted. Whereas private charities, it's the other way around.
That's right.
It's 80-20 in the other direction.
And the cool thing about a private charity is if you don't like how they're spending the money, you can stop giving to that person or that charity, and you can start your own or whatever.
I mean, we were just talking about the government murder, and I'd like to point out to our listeners that they bought that bomb. They paid for that.
Taxpayers did.
Yeah. That, they're the ones that paid for that. Now, if we had our own money, if we weren't part of the federal government running around being an empire, then how much of this murder do you think we would actually pay for? Because if people actually had to be talked into it, I don't think there'd
be. You can't even talk New Hampshire people into putting up street signs on every corner.
Right.
I mean, these are some of the most frugal people out there. It's actually a little annoying sometimes. Like, when you first come here, I remember when I first moved to Key, I'm like, where the hell am I? There's no street signs around here. You have to go to, like, the end of the street, like the very, very end of the street that might dump out onto a major highway, and then you will see what the name of the road is. So if you don't have GPS, in a lot of cases, you're completely disoriented. Like, if you ain't from around here, you don't know where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just heard about a commercial talking about, like, overregulation. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Regulations are expensive to enforce.
All regulations are overregulation.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you had to convince people to pay for regulation, how much do you think they're going to do that?
Oh, and think of the entrepreneurs, too, who could come in and, instead of everything being sort of funded by government, they could come in with business ideas or how to incorporate some of these services into existing businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, insurance companies for a long time have been stifled by government from doing any sort of innovation. You know, things could easily be rolled into different types of businesses that have never been done before. We have an opportunity in front of us, not something to be scared. Well, what will we do without this thing? No.
Yeah.
What kind of things will we create once this thing's the hell out of our way?
Yeah, and you know, you can see a little bit of it happening right now. Like, people still, even the marketplace that in the healthcare industry that is so super regulated. I mean, there's so many regulations with healthcare. That's why the prices are insane, and there's very little selection. But even within that area, even within that tightly regulated sphere, there's still people trying to do everything they can to do something original. And I got to give credit to some doctors here in Keene.
Yes.
They're accepting cryptocurrency.
Yes.
And they're doing what's called direct primary care, which is a very interesting business model. They're not taking Medicare. They're not taking insurance payments.
Yep.
And as a result of that, guess what? They don't have any staff.
Well, and as soon as they, let's just say there was, you know, another competing business with these people who do take those. Well, when they take Medicare, Medicaid, any government, they're automatically beholden to the government systems, which means they are not able to give the best care to their patients.
No, they can't. They're busy doing paperwork.
Right.
And these doctors know that. They've been in that system, and that's what drove them to try this new business model, where they are dealing directly with their patients. When you call up and you've got an issue, you're talking to the doctor. There's not a secretary there. When you walk in...
It's a superior model.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very minimalistic, but yet you get more service. I sat with that doctor because I went in, and we sat down for my initial intake. It was an hour-long conversation just talking about all kinds of different things. We talked about crypto. We talked about what their history was, moving to Keene from Mexico originally, and an hour with a doctor. Like, that's unheard of at the standard practices where it's like, okay, the doctor comes in for 5 minutes, issues you a prescription, and walks out, right? That's it. You might have time to ask one question or something.
Well, and in that type of a model, too, care is highly individualized, unlike what you have now. You don't have a healthcare system. You have a disease management system.
And you know what? It's like, for a couple, I think they charge $108 a month.
Yeah. Very reasonable.
That's not insane
at
all.
Do you know if you subscribe to that service, if that satisfies, like, the federal insurance requirement?
They don't take any insurance.
Right, but I'm just saying, like...
You are federally required to have insurance. Does that satisfy
Obamacare,
that?
Obamacare. Like,
oh, I have no idea.
If you subscribe to their service, does that qualify you as, quote, insured, unquote,
so that you're not
forced into, like, Obamacare when you file your taxes?
You should call them and ask them that question, because I can't give you tax advice or any kind of legal advice. But
and I just love that the incentive is in the right direction, because they're going to get X dollars no matter what amount of care they have to give you. So if they give you the right care so you don't have to come in and see them... Free money.
They're good.
Yes. Yep. The incentive is the way it used to be with the friendly societies. They would pool their money together to hire a doctor for a year. And the doctor's incentive to keep everybody healthy was if somebody got sick, they would stop paying. That person who got sick would stop paying until they were healthy again. And so the doctors had the incentive to keep the people healthy. What it also means is that this type of model will allow for... I'm going to say non-government sanctioned treatments, right? There's certain treatments like eating healthy that aren't certified by government. Like, you won't go to your doctor and they'll say, well, how much, you know, fruits and vegetables are you eating?
Have you, been outside this month?
Right, yeah. You know,
these are questions she asked, by the way.
Right, and so they're able to tailor a... plan for you individually that includes not just whatever's included by the government, but other things, alternative medicines of all different sorts, you know,
which they are also into.
A far superior model in every way.
Yeah, I was impressed. And so that's just one example of, like, the current situation where there's so many regulations and so many controls.
Instead of cure. What a concept.
And so what would that look like in a true free market, and what sort of neat things would develop? We've yet to discover that. But the other point I made to these folks who were concerned about Medicare and all that, and I said, hey, you know, it's going away at some point. The federal government even admitted the other day, we had it in show prep where they said that Social Security is going to run out of money in 12 years now instead of 13. They had to readjust their numbers, quote unquote, due to COVID. So, you know, these programs aren't going to last however long they're out there for. You can't expect them to do much of anything for you. So you better figure out how to take care of yourself. And leaving the United States, the amount of wealth that any state will have to itself after that will be tremendous. It won't be siphoned off by these scum-sucking, lying, murderous bureaucrats in D.C. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com, in the meantime.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.